Hello, this is The Dream Life. It's a journey to some of the most remarkable places on Earth. You'll be guided and immersed into the atmosphere of world-famous sites and exceptional destinations. You can see them from unusual perspectives, and you'll get a glimpse of their lesser-known side by dreaming into them, discovering their history, their mysteries and secrets, or simply having an adventure. Give your mind an outing, be inspired, and relax deeply in awesome surroundings. Are you ready to go? This is The Dream Life. You're in Arizona, hoping to capture the stunning landscape on your camera. You decide to visit Antelope Canyon, a slot canyon famous for its stunning rock formations and light beams. You booked a tour with a Navajo guide who told you that the best time to visit is at high noon, when the sun is directly overhead and the canyon is illuminated by a magical glow. You're eager to capture this moment with your camera, hoping to get some amazing shots. An open-air truck arrives and takes you and around 10 other people, closely packed on a very bumpy ride over the sand and grit road, to an entrance of the canyon. You get out cautiously with your new buddies. Well, that was a fun way to make contact. It's a warm, sunny day, with hardly any clouds overhead. Perfect. You arrive at the entrance of the canyon, where you see a narrow crack in the ground. You meet your guide, a young Navajo man named Ben. He greets you and the other tourists with a smile, and he tells you that he'll show you the canyon and share some of his stories and beliefs. You follow your guide and group as you descend into the depths of the earth. You feel a sudden drop in temperature and a rush of cool air. You're surrounded by walls of sandstone, carved by water and wind over millions of years. The colors range from orange to red to purple, creating a surreal landscape. You marvel at the shapes and patterns, some resembling waves, others resembling animals or faces. You notice that some of the faces look familiar and that they're smiling at you. You wonder who they are and what they mean to you. You walk through the canyon, twisting and turning, sometimes squeezing through tight spaces, sometimes opening up to wider chambers. You notice how the light changes as you move along, creating different effects and shadows. You see the dust particles dancing in the air, reflecting the sunlight. You hear the sound of your footsteps echoing on the floor, and the occasional drip of water from the ceiling. You smell the earthy scent of the rocks, mixed with a hint of moisture. You reach the most anticipated spot of the tour, where the light beams are supposed to appear. You look up and see a hole in the roof of the canyon, where the sun is shining through. You wait for a few minutes, hoping to see the beams of light that you've seen in so many photos. But nothing happens. You feel a pang of disappointment, wondering if you missed the right time or if the weather has changed. You ask Ben what's going on, and he tells you that the light beams are not guaranteed and that they depend on many factors, such as the angle of the sun, the amount of dust in the air, and the positions of the clouds. He says that sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't, and that you have to be lucky to catch them, or blessed. You sigh and accept the fact that you won't see the light beams today. You decide to make the best of it and enjoy the beauty of the canyon anyway. You look around and notice the details that you might have missed otherwise, such as the textures of the walls, the curves of the arches, and the contrast of the colors. You realize that the canyon is beautiful, even without the light beams, and that there is more to this than just a photo opportunity. You feel a sense of awe and gratitude, and a connection with nature. You instinctively touch the rock. Its smooth and powdery surface covers a deep, welcoming warmth in the rocks. And you press against this, feeling the energy, enjoying this moment. You open your eyes. The back of your hand is glowing orange. You're startled, mesmerized, and you turn your head over your shoulder. The whole enclosure is now alive with flickering light and moving shadows. Ben has lit a candle just a short distance away, and he nods approval to you, and then invites everyone else to do as you did. To face and gently touch the rock, as you just did. Each individual finds a space along the wall, their backs to the center. Some press their forehead to the surface, some their cheek, with hands extended out over the sandstone, almost touching other hands. You are now all in an angular circle. Ben then sings soft words quietly, and you all feel the extraordinary vibrations come powerfully back through the rock. Are the rocks in chorus or answering? And then you look slightly to the side and see the shadow of Ben moving and swaying, enlarging and distorting, then shrinking and fading in the vibrant candle flame. The sound and his movement build up a rhythm to the point where you can no longer make out just one shadow, but rather multiple ones that are darting in all directions, sometimes rhythmically, like a dance, sometimes in chaos. And then it stops. And the rocks pause, and your breath does too. Then slowly he sings in a lyrical, very beautiful way, as the shadows merge to a haze of layered darknesses, becoming human again. Suddenly, from the reflection on the rocks, you see black fireworks come shooting your way. You wonder what's happening, but then you feel the gentlest spray on your hair, and you see powder scattered on the floor around your shoes. Ben switches to English. He says it's corn pollen to invoke the blessings and protection of the Creator. You smell the fragrance of the corn and the fragrance of the rocks. You feel a surge of emotion and a burst of light. And at that moment, you see the beam of light that you've been waiting for, shining through the hole in the roof of the canyon. You see the dust particles dancing in the air, reflecting the sunlight. You see the colors of the walls glowing with magical radiance. You see such beauty in the canyon and the beauty of the moment. You see the light of the Creator and the light of your soul. You smile and take a deep breath, feeling a wave of peace and bliss wash over you. You've just experienced Antelope Canyon at high noon. And then you take a picture. Firstly, a classic social media type. Then ones of your truck buddies, faces lit up in delight against the stripy sandstone. And then one of Ben, bathed in light. "We got lucky," you say. "We got blessed," he replies. "Thank you for the ceremony," you add. "Thank you for initiating it," he responds. "I simply met the spirits that spoke to you when you listened to the rocks." You leave the cave dazzled and satisfied. The journey back in the truck seems smooth and easy. The landscape rolls gently by, and you close your eyes, feeling that light beam warmly on your face. Thank you.